Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska, where we had a 60-degree temperature change from 53 degrees for a high to a 7 below for a low. That is springtime in Nebraska, right?
Oh, I feel so sorry for everything that's outside and everyone that's outside.
Calving season especially.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, don't forget Tri-State Livestock News goes great with your morning cup of coffee. All you need to do is pick up a copy of that. They have insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Visit them online at tsln.com.
I can't wait. I got to tell you this.
Okay.
What's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a unicycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle?
One wheel.
A tire.
Oh, a tire.
Okay. A tire.
All right.
A tire. Well, Gerald Wall sent that, and I thought that was hilarious.
We talked a little bit about the weather, and then I just happened to see this on a post today on a friend on Facebook, and it says, it's got Kermit the Frog on it.
Okay.
It says, I'm ready for the rest of this week. I have my umbrella, my flip-flops, my mittens, my suntan lotion, my winter coat, my sunglasses, my thermals, my iced tea, and my hot chocolate.
Pretty much sounds right. That's right. Spring. That means spring is coming, right? Isn't
True.
That what that means? Woohoo, woohoo. Well, it's Monday too, you know. Okay, this was shared a while ago. It was shared with Jim, and it's actually Skip Smith, pastor in Whitewood, South Dakota. This was his sermon, and so I thought this was pretty good. There were five houses of religion in a small town. They had the Presbyterian Church, the Baptist Church, the Methodist Church, the Catholic Church, and the Jewish Synagogue. Each church and synagogue was overrun with pesky squirrels. Now, of course, this is old, and you've probably heard it, but it makes you laugh, and that's what we're here for. One day, the Presbyterian Church called a meeting to decide what to do about the squirrels. After much prayer and consideration, they determined that the squirrels were predestined to be there and they shouldn't interfere with God's divine will. In the Baptist church, the squirrels had taken up habitation in the baptistry. The deacons met and decided to put a cover on the baptistry and drown the squirrels in it. The squirrels escaped somehow, and there were twice as many there next week. The Methodist Church got together and decided that they were not in a position to harm any of God's creatures, so they humanely trapped the squirrels and set them free a few miles outside of town. 3 days later, the squirrels were back. But the Catholic Church came up with the best and most effective solution. They baptized the squirrels and registered them as members of the church. Now they only see them Christmas, Ash Wednesday, Palm Sunday, and Easter. Not much was heard about the Jewish synagogue, but they took one squirrel and had a short service with him called circumcision, and they haven't seen a squirrel on the property since. Now we're just funning everybody. But anyway, I thought it was funny, so I used it. There we go.
Okay, you know what millennials are, right?
Right.
They're those youngsters out there.
Yes.
Well, okay, so this is something written by millennials for Generation X.
Oh,
which would probably be
before them.
Before them.
Yeah.
So messing around with Generation X and find out what happens. I saw this on a millennials post. I don't mess around with anyone over 42. They're built just different. Their families had them formally trained in something by the time they were age 2. They had keys to the house by age 5. They could cook a full meal at age 7 and were pretty much self-sufficient by age 9. They left their house at dawn every summer morning and didn't come back till nightfall and survived all day on water from garden hoses. They might get a sandwich on the off chance somebody's parents had went shopping. They spent 3/4 of their lives by themselves with a parent maybe checking in on them twice a month or so. Most of them have evaded at least one kidnapping attempt, and they know 15 different ways to remove bloodstains from clothing. So,
oh my gosh, industrious.
Yeah, don't mess around with Generation X, okay?
There you go. I guess not. That is for sure. The mechanics of running a business are really not very complicated when you get down to essentials. You have to make some stuff and sell it to somebody for more than it costs you. That's about all there is to it, except for a few million details. John McAfee was quoted as saying that.
Just a few of the details to work out.
That's right.
If you have something to send to The Good Stuff, send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com and keep listening for more of The Good Stuff.